This is the astrology forecast for the 2017 Leo New Moon Solar Eclipse by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Leo New Moon Solar Eclipse takes place on August 21st, 2017 at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 2:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 6:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 28 degrees Leo 52 minutes. The main astrological event of the year is here, the much-ballyhooed Leo lunar eclipse. The hype is justified. This new moon is ushering in high drama and breathtaking, rapid-fire game changers. A new moon launches a phase. A solar eclipse brings dramatic force to that launch and extends its reach for months, sometimes longer. It's akin to rebooting an operating system to install an update. The system goes down. The screen goes black. When the system comes back online, it's in revised form, running differently and likely faster. Some previous components are gone, some remain. Some work differently, and some are new, even unexpected. Most solar eclipses have the force of a new moon on steroids. This one's coming with amphetamines and a couple of cases of Popeye's spinach as well. We've been warming up for it. It is this year's second new moon in Leo, the warm-hearted, flamboyant, attention-seeking domain of royalty, children, and drama queens alike. July's was at the first degree of the sign, acting like a tap-tap-tap on the gas pedal, fueling us to let more and more of our true selves come out and play. August's is at the very last degree of the sign, at maximum Leo, if you will, inflaming all its qualities to largest possible expression. Warrior god Mars is not only upping the action, but also shoving us right into it. He's igniting drive, motivation, passion, and gumption, irritation, tempers, tantrums, fury, and outright attacks. He's shoving all of us, individually and as a group, in a direction that smacks of destiny, the path of the North Node in Leo, occupying the scant space between Mars and the new moon. The North Node is the last point the Sun and the Moon cross before fusing. Its mission for us is seared into the eclipse, to take the place in the collective that allows fullest expression of ourselves. You may feel cosmic hands against your shoulders propelling you to action. You will likely simply find yourself getting moving, zooming as if you hit a power-up in a racing game, or catapulting through time-space as if shot out of a cannon. There's little room for logic, planning, or strategies, but scads of room for bold, unhesitating, unapologetic moves. These energies are rising up within us naturally, instinctively, and organically, and probably unstoppably. The blast is volatile, liberating, paradigm-shattering, yet stabilizing. While some specifics may take unexpected forms, it's activating energies that have been building in and around you since last December, when structure-loving Saturn began teeming with innovative, disruptive Uranus. The new moon, Mars, and the North Node are completing the circuit, creating a grand trine in fire that's coursing through the late degree Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius areas of your chart. Ready or not, here you come. The eclipse is a moment or chain reaction of detonation. The agent of unpredictable change is in an exact and unfettered flow with the new moon. Dynamite fuses are going off that have been burning for months. Life force, survival instinct, deafening choruses of, I gotta be me, are all surging. Support is beaming in from Jupiter and Libra, offering assistance, benefits, and expansion in and through relationships. Whatever goes is for the best. Whatever stays, whatever comes, whatever flourishes, enhances who you are and who you are becoming. It's a process that'll take months to unfold. Watch for more to be revealed when Mercury stations retrograde on the eclipse degree from September 3rd to 5th. info should be hard to miss, since combative Mars will be keeping company with the winged messenger. Watch, too, for hearts to embrace the updates when Venus forms a grand trine with Saturn and Uranus later that month. And mostly, watch for an awakening and revitalizing beyond what you have ever experienced. Your guiding images are the last three cards in the major arcana of the tarot: the Sun, Judgment, and the World. It's time. You're off. Quote, "The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are." Joseph Campbell. To learn what this means for you specifically, book an eclipse support session with me. Links are on my site at empowermentunlimited.net. Look for the second orange banner on the top page. And listen to The Great American Eclipse and You. The link for that is in the calendar page at empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my newsletter, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.